Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
So, hello everybody and welcome to Fey Earth back again. I'm still Neil, the creator of our indie TTRPG set in an alternate 19th century Earth where all the creatures and folklore and fairy tale are real, have always been real, and live alongside humanity. When last we'd left our heroes, we had a busy bit of activity going on. Our sorcerer, Justine, had gone out doing some shopping to get some items so she can start making consumable mana receptacles for her fellow spellcasters. Buying lovely semi-precious stones, trying to match the colour to her friend. She's already constructed one, spending most of her mana in doing so, and in an incredibly awkward moment, gave it to Sylvia, who seems to be going through a very emotional period right now. Justine's not sure why. Justine didn't ask her why, but the last time she saw Sylvia in a mood like this, it was at Valentine's Day, when Sylvia had told them all of her love, her wife, having carried out these very silly activities for her, having been inspired by a friend of theirs from the Americas who had told them of the Valentine's traditions he had back at home. Mina had gone travelling off into one of the cheaper, more bohemian parts of the city. She's looking for her own room. She wants her own space and no longer to feel like she's, you know, encroaching on Aminata's generosity. And Gwyn had a very, very lovely day, enjoying a delightful afternoon tea with the beautiful Josephine Gautier. Was then brought to a courtier's shop, where they picked out what will be an extremely expensive ball gown. The only reason it will be made as soon as it is in 2 days is because in this time period, seamstresses, dressmakers, and tailors have enchanted needles. We are a bit before the era of... We're coming into the cusp of the first sewing machines, but enchanted needles have existed for a long time and allow seamstresses, tailors, and dressmakers to make garments at a much greater speed than historically would have been possible. And this is for a ball that she has asked Gwyn to accompany her to on Saturday evening. It's a very small, casual affair. It'll only be 70 people. And then she showed Gwyn another of the many, many, many gifts that she has been giving her to show her love. A wonderful, extremely nice apartment that she apparently now can call her home. And which Gwyn very excitedly tested out the furniture for several hours with Josephine that evening. So, Gwyn, do you eventually head back to Aminata's, or do you... Because you did say you want to show the party something.
Yes, I think Gwyn, after Josephine leaves, Gwyn is going to spend quite a while in the space just contemplating this unbelievably generous gift. And just, I think, Madame Gautier's, all of her presence, and I think she's just going to contemplate the situation that she's in.
How is Gwyn feeling about the many, many gifts that she's been getting off Josephine?
So I think there's two levels to it. So on a very superficial level, she's thinking, these are really valuable trinkets, you know, great, happy days, right? But deeper
She is still, like, Gwyn is only 19.
Yeah, absolutely.
She is like
reveling in the, I mean,
dumb teenager
things. Yeah. So there's like that superficial level of like, oh my god, this is so much money. But then I think deep down in her gut, a bit of an unnerved feeling is coming up, especially as she is kind of wandering through this apartment, taking it all in. She's starting to feel a little bit unsettled. And that's when she'll message Justine. Mm-hmm. And start walking back to Aminata's.
Okay. It does take a little bit of time for you to get your bearings because you're not a native of Paris, but it is actually, she said it's about a 10-minute cab ride, so it's about 25, okay. 30-minute walk. Because cabs in this time, in this era, they would have only been going at about maybe 8 kilometers an hour, like what, because, you know, they're horse-drawn cabs, you know, but still.
I think Gwyn is going to take the walk and use the opportunity to mull over this relationship with Josephine.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose when she arrives back, nobody's there because everyone's run off to their rooms.
Well, that's the thing. You can't find anybody. Feruz is not there because she has her own apartment. Aminata, you hear some...
Life, I'm sure Yasmine would come out.
But... Well, you hear some movement and you can hear Aminata talking to some of the household staff, but it sounds like she's busy doing stuff. You're not sure what.
What do you soon hear the door?
Give me an awareness roll. Add your 0 modifier.
Yeah, 10.
Probably
with
not.
With my modifier added.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I think Gwyn is going to ask for some tea and just chill in kind of one of the common areas.
Yeah,
for a while.
In the drawing room.
Yeah, I figure everyone's off doing their own thing and eventually, you know, someone will emerge. So,
because you soon know that Gwyn should come at some point.
You did get a message. You got a moonlit script passed to you. So, yes.
Exactly. I got a message. So maybe before kind of. Maybe at some point after running away to my room, I'll ask one of the people in the house to kind of let me know when Gwyn comes.
Absolutely. One of the maids come and tell you that Gwyn has arrived.
Okay. So I'm going to go downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And Gwyn is sipping some tea in the drawing room.
Yeah.
Justine, how are you? How did your study go? You're okay?
Yeah, thankfully this time.
Good. No last
thing. I just felt very, very tired after that and really slow, but... it all wore off in a couple of hours, so I'm good. You can probably see that Justine looks a bit guilty, like, you know, like a puppy who did something. But,
Okay, well, I have my own problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, Gwyn has an awareness of 1, so that's way better than you, Justine. And you're not especially good at hiding your emotions either.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's okay, like, Justine is going to jump straight in and be like, how are you? Are you okay? What happened? I received your message.
Where to even start? Sorry, what's my dog eating?
Justine is going to sit down and just make a face like she is very ready to listen to whatever it is to come.
I was just with Josephine. She's okay. A job for me to do at the weekend, but that's not important at the moment. What is important is the fact that she gave me an apartment. Yep.
What?
Yes, I know. It's so mad.
Gave you as in... just gifted you.
It's mine to use and stay in. And it's completely gracious. I am speechless. However... I feel a little bit unsettled. I feel, as I was taking it all in, I feel a bit like a bird caught in a cage. And something about Josephine's behavior is starting to make me feel unsettled.
Just give me a moment, okay?
I know, and that's why I sent you a message. I just wanted to get a second opinion. Maybe I'm being insane, but it just seems too good to be true, right?
Yasmin's just going to sit down and like, or what she's sitting already, but kind of like sit down even firmer because she's like, ooh.
I know, like small gifts were one thing, but this is above and beyond.
Yes, giving someone. Like, Yasmin kind of took a couple of minutes just to sit here and just to be like, mm-hmm. What? And inside she's torn between being like, so what kind of apartment did this? Isn't good.
I know. It's flipping amazing. But it just is too good to be true, right? Like,
yeah. How long do you... We don't know her for that long, do we?
No, we don't. And the other gifts were ridiculous enough because of that. But this is outlandish.
I wonder if there is any magic in this apartment.
Yes,
if you would like.
I would love for you to come and give it a once over with your powers and see what you can find.
You have about 7 mana unspent. Oh, actually, no, you don't. You actually have literally... Hold on, I need to check. Sorry, I was checking your Book of Shadows because it's... You have 6 mana left. And more than enough to cast Detect Magic, but 6 mana left.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of lower my voice even more and be like, yeah, I'd love to go now, but I tapped out. I only have 6 mana left. That's enough to cast Detect Magic. I've spent all my mana on something. It's a surprise.
Oh, God, this is a terrible day to ask you about all of this.
No.
Gwyn, honestly, give me an intellect roll.
Oh,
not your strong suit.
No. Justine, I think Justine is like, that's a mystery. We're loving this, we're in. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, that was, I rolled a 14.
Plus.
Bear with me. Oh, so slow. Awareness, right?
No, intellect.
Oh, God.
Oh, you have an intellect of 2. Actually, that's not 2. Terrible. Okay, so that's 16. Okay, so with that roll of 16, I'm going to say you don't fully understand the way Justine uses magic. It's quite different to you, but you'd know enough to be like, wait a minute, she's nearly tapped out. What the hell was she doing? Because she did most of her arcane research yesterday. So what the hell was she doing today? She's nearly tapped out.
Mysterious. Well, Gwyn has enough of her own problems. She's very selfish. She's not even going to ask.
Yeah. Sylvia, can you give me an awareness roll? What? You're mute?
That was a 2.
You don't hear anything.
Sylvia, she wouldn't have come in anyway.
Oh. So you don't hear anything, okay? Mina is still at the landlady's because it's still at the same time. In fact, you have a lovely meal there and get to taste her food. It's simple but nice. The best kind of food.
I do have my own mana receptacle, though.
You do have the 30 mana of your own mana receptacle, so.
So that's fine.
Mm. Okay, so well, let's go on, and I want to show it to you anyway, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But that would be a
perfect
moment to go.
Are you
going
to tell Sylvia you're going, or are you just going
to
go?
No, I'm just going to go.
After that awkward moment earlier.
Oh, okay.
After that horribly awkward moment earlier, do you honestly think Justina's going to knock on Sylvia's door?
No.
The dragon's lair.
Yeah, if she was going out somewhere, yeah, I really would have.
Social awkwardness trumps
social
everything.
Awkwardness, eh?
That'd be why should Justine? She has staff. There is staff that can tell
and
you Justine, if you're looking for her that they've been out, like, you know.
And Justine?
And Justine saw that Sylvia was A, very, very tired, and B,
she wasn't
very upset.
Tired. Yeah,
she wasn't so, tired.
And also Justine, knows you're studying your book.
Yeah. But mostly because of like social awkwardness, not because Justine doesn't want to include Sylvia or wants to keep secrets from Sylvia. It's more like
she was in a terrifying
mood. I don't know what to do.
I feel too awkward to go and
fair.
I think that's
this like when you're at the hairdresser's and they ask
literally
you.
as Justine is setting food out of the door, she's like, shit, I wouldn't want to be excluded. So what Justine is going to do, she's like double thinking. Her first instinct would be like, no.
Too awkward.
Yeah, too awkward. But then be like, but no, we're a team. I wouldn't want to be excluded. So I'm going to ask Gwyn, being like, do you think we should tell Sylvia as well? Let's bring Sylvia with us.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens.
Yeah, you don't know. You'd be like, of course.
No, you don't know what happened.
So Justine quick thinking, she'd be like, Can you send her the script?
Oh yes, I'm going.
I saw she's studying the book and I don't want to disturb her just in case, you know.
So what message do you send Sylvia?
I will say going on an adventure.
Instead of with Chuck.
Going on an adventure, do you want to come? Yes? Okay, so you see the silvery font appearing in front of you. You don't know who this is from, by the way.
Oh, right. You see a second silvery font appear with Quincy. Oh.
Going on an adventure. Do you want to come? Gwyn.
Do I? Sylvia is going to come out of the room. She's kind of good. She's good downstairs.
And you see Gwyn and Yosin standing in the hallway looking like they're about to leave.
Sylvia, you come in?
You're going on an adventure. Adventure?
Well, kind of.
Is it dangerous?
Maybe. But I have something to show you. Do you know where Mina is?
No.
Mina's out.
Mina has been gone all day. I was studying. But if it's going to be dangerous, maybe I should go, but Sylvia's going to take the book with her.
I think you're going to want to see this.
Okay, so you take the tome. Gwyn, yeah. do you jump in a cab?
Yeah.
It's like two copper, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Sylvia's wearing the necklace that you gave her.
So Gwyn, give me a...
I think Gwyn, see this kind of very much relieved scene that she's like, okay, no worries needed, we're good.
Where can you give me an awareness roll, Gwyn?
I can.
You have an awareness of one.
I rolled a 3.
Yeah, okay, you don't notice anything at all. Sylvia seems a little bit quiet and probably tired from reading her book all day.
Makes perfect sense, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dean, thank you for your lovely gift. It was very kind.
Thank you for saving my life more than once.
Well, you know, you have also saved mine. You have saved all of us. Certainly the monk clerk was there. I heard if you had not tossed the book, he would have caught us for sure. So thank you for its lovely gift. She gave me this.
Does Sylvia realize it's basically a mana receptacle?
No.
You have.
She doesn't have the tech magic.
You haven't included any.
No, she does. She just thinks it's this really beautiful. We haven't named the stone yet, but a very beautiful green semi-precious stone with floral detail on a lovely fine.
I think you've seen two last brain cells died. by doing all that.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
I'm going to kind of, because you know there were three of us awkwardly jammed in the cab. I'm going to explain to the ladies what it is. And basically just tell Gwyn that's what I basically why I tapped out.
So Sylvia, now knowing that it wasn't a really beautiful piece of jewelry, but is actually functional. How does that change your feeling towards the gift and Justine?
Okay, Sylvia's a little bit like, she's, well.
What was going through Sylvia's mind when she thought, oh, my friend has just gave me this beautiful piece of jewelry? What was going through her mind?
White noise.
I'd say everything except white noise.
Okay. For everybody who thinks that Sylvia has gay panic, that is not never been what's happening at all. I don't know where that came from.
It's canon now.
It's like so not what's going on. She has only other one. She has one other piece of jewelry that's anywhere near as nice, and it's still really hard because it's a really thoughtful gift from somebody that she cares about, but she's still like obviously dealing with horrible loss of, you know, so it's Yeah, I'm not sure if it's making it worse.
So then when she realizes, okay, this is a functional gift, not just a thoughtful gift, how does that change her
slightly
feelings?
Better.
Yeah,
no,
okay, like, yeah, cool.
Not
right, cool.
Much.
Yassine is, of course, completely oblivious to all of these
absolutely.
Powerful emotions going through Sylvia's mind. Okay.
And Sylvia's basically she's like, as soon as she's kind of said her piece on that, she's just going back to staring. She's going to like try and
read the book in the cab, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So within about 10 minutes, you pull up in front of this very lovely 3-story terraced house.
Yes. And while we're in the cab, can I send, I don't know what Mina's up to or where she is, but can I send her just the address? Say, come if you're free, Gwyn.
Okay, so you get sent. So, Mina, you get a message of this address.
Yes.
Perfect. They'll finish up dinner and, you know, my lovely chat with my new landlady, I suppose.
House mother. Will we say that you agree that you're going to move in on Sunday, maybe?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I also explained to her that I had like a little jobby coming up and I might be a little banged up, but like not to worry.
Okay. She's a bit alarmed by that, but she knows you're a fighter.
Like, remember, that's what I do for a living.
I know, but you're so small. You're such a small little woman.
Oh, but like I have 5 brothers.
Oh, okay. All right. That actually makes her feel a lot better.
And I tell her that I fought ogres and
she's alarmed by
werewolves,
like,
and
gobsmacked,
all sorts of things,
like yeah,
not to worry about.
She's like terrified by these stories, but super alarmed, but also super impressed by all these stories. Okay, because she was a simple housewife in Paris, and you're talking about fighting ogres and loup-garous. It's like, oh my god. So so you jump.
I tell her, like, at least like, you know, we'd be all super safe, like with her ferociousness and me and the gendarme, we should be totally safe, like in the house, like.
So you jump in a cab. It's gonna be probably about, we'll say 4 copper for you. But Gwyn, you get to the house before Mina's arrived. So going up to the front door, you have a key to the front door.
I have a key to the front door.
So you take out the key to the front door and unlock it. Coming into a very, very nice hallway, carpet, some furnishings on the sides, like cabinets and stuff, up the stairs, up the first, second to the top floor, in front of another door.
This is it. And Gwyn will open the door.
So what's going through Sylvia and Justine's mind when they see Gwyn pulling out keys to open these doors?
Well, Eustine knows. Gwyn just told Eustine. Yeah. Eustine is just like really
So what's going through Sylvia's mind?
Terrified.
Sylvia only came along because Gwyn said adventure, which meant they might need a healer, and she doesn't want people to die. So she's kind of like...
on guard?
Well, very much on guard, but also like, metaphorically speaking, where's the fire?
Yeah.
It's
Gwyn. Gwyn is the fire. Gwyn is always the fire.
Yeah.
So you unlock the door and open up immediately into the living room space of a very, very nice, small, but very nice and cozy apartment.
This is it. This is what I wanted to show you. Justine, if you would do your thing.
Justine is trying to keep cool, but she's kind of eyeing the surroundings because she's coming from, like, you know, kind of upper class. So she knows the value of furniture and decorations and everything else. So she's kind of like, you know, trying to put a price on everything and kind of estimate how much it might have cost.
I mean, it's nice, but we're not talking crazy expensive either, you know?
Still, too nice to be.
It's not cheap. We'll just say that. This is not cheap. We're not talking the finest of furnishings, but it's like good quality, nice furnishings, the likes of which any respectable middle class professional family might own.
So where you see them be like, yeah,
this is nice stuff. That's a nice carpet. That's a nice rug. Those are really nice chairs, you know? That's some really nice little porcelain ornamentation on the shelves. So you cast Detect Magic?
I cast Detect Magic, and because for me it's -6.
It basically costs you 1 to cast it. Just 1 to cast it.
Yeah, no, but I'm going to increase it to 8, so it's going to cost me 2.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I need you to search for everything.
The spell stays active for 5 minutes and has a radius of 11 meters from you. So you can, within like 30 seconds, you've walked around the entire apartment. It's a small apartment. You walk into the kitchenette type space, into the bathroom, into the bedroom. There is no presence of anything magical beyond the magic items that you and your friends carry on you that you are aware of. There is nothing magical in this apartment.
Okay. Well, that's a relief. Sylvia, I didn't explain. This is ours now.
Well, it's yours.
Yeah. What's mine is ours. Yep, you heard me correctly. This was the most extravagant gift in a series of gifts by Josephine, which I don't deserve, and I'm not speaking down of myself. Okay, I know I'm great, but I don't deserve this from someone I barely know.
I think it's behavior you would expect from a longer term partner, I think is what you mean.
Yes, it's just, it's too extravagant. And as I said to Justine, while the gifts are great, really wonderful, this has made me feel unsettled. Which is why I wanted her to come over and just, you know, scan the area. And
do you think she will use this to try and get you to do things for her now?
I don't know. I don't know what this is for. But I know I'm young, okay? But I've seen things. I've been out on the streets. I wasn't born yesterday. Mm. And
none of us were born yesterday. And, you know, I suppose that most of us would be considered young.
Of course. But this, I know that this is not right. And look, I also know that she is magnificent, and her interest in me from the start, I thought was unusual.
Of course she's interested in you. You know, you are very beautiful, and you know she would be interested in you.
But one thing is being interested. Justine is kind of, you know, like, mm-hmm. excuse me. But the other thing is doing this. Gwyn, you mentioned some other job she has for you. What kind of job is this?
I don't know the details, but before this, she took me to get an incredibly, it actually makes me feel sick, incredibly expensive gown for a ball weekend. In which she needs me to attend with her and, you know, keep her distracted.
Oh, you mean like what fancy people go to?
Very, very fancy. Probably definitely, most definitely the fanciest event I've ever been at.
Did she ask you to keep it secret?
Nope.
No, actually. No, she didn't. She was very open about it.
Any of this secret.
No.
Gwyn, I'm really sorry. I can't let you go alone. I'm not going to go with you, but I would prefer if Aunt Clagon is there somewhere, watching, observing, and we're nearby.
I don't want to go alone either.
When's the ball that she wants you to go to?
Is it Saturday? Mm-hmm. Saturday. But if Anki could come, I would feel so relieved.
Anki could come.
When you hear that Sylvia kind of seems to take a step back and she's deliberately like looking away and just like, I'm not getting involved.
We also have the ring if anyone did fancy a little dalliance in high society.
The ring of invisibility, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. So, guys, it's at about this time that Mina, your cab pulls up in front of this really nice looking three-story terrace house in a really nice part of the city. It's not quite as posh as where Amanada is, but it's a lot nicer than where you just purchased a room. So you go up, and the address was 34B Rue de blah, 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 blah. Sorry, 34C Rue. And so you see at the front, there's three little bells for 34A, B, and C. And your address is for 34C.
I go, ding, ding.
So literally as you guys...
Wondering what the fuck are you going to find, yeah.
Literally, you're seeing, as you were just about to say what you're just about to say, you guys all hear a ringing of a bell inside the apartment. That interrupts what you were just about to say.
And she's heard that.
Yeah.
Figures it must be, hopefully Nina, and goes and gets her.
So you...
Would she be outside? No, she'd be down at the...
She's front. At the front door. She's waiting, yeah. So you run downstairs. Mm-hmm. A minute later, the front door opens and Gwen is standing there.
And I'm just going to then Mina and grab her hand and like start pulling her all the way up the flights of stairs. I have something to show you.
Okay.
And yeah.
What is happening? Like, where are we? What is this?
So we kind of land in, I don't know, the foyer or whatever.
In the living room?
The living room.
Right.
It's a really really nice little apartment that you've just found yourself in. Sylvia and Yosin are both standing there.
Yeah, this is mine now.
That's a nice little place.
Mine and ours, of course.
Huh?
Where to even start? I met Josephine today. She got me the most expensive dress I've ever seen in my life, and also this flat. Yeah. And I feel incredibly...
Do you know this meme? Of that person that is like there with all the math going in front of them, kind of trying to compute.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
So she's like,
yeah. I know, right? This is the problem. It makes no sense.
Well, actually, it makes perfect sense.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she doesn't want you to go to her house all the time. And she has to go and invite you and take you out of Aminata's place all the time. She just wants to be able to come to you, you know, do whatever, whenever she wants.
Yes, but this is what I mean. And she turns to Justine, bird in a cage. I don't know about this.
And also, that's a bit excessive. If I were her, I wish I was. I would have probably just, you know, rent a hotel or a room for the night.
If you rent a hotel, you have to go and book a hotel room, blah, blah, blah. If she sets her up in an apartment, then, you know, she can just pop in and leave.
Well, maybe I don't want her to pop in. Maybe I like her. You're accessible. She didn't even ask.
You're available. That's... Sorry, am I being too forward?
Well, you know, the reason I brought you all here is because I don't want to stay here on my own for the moment. And I want you all to stay here with me.
It's only one double bed. All four of you will, no matter how cozy you are, you won't all fit into one double bed.
We're fine.
We'll get bed rolls.
Yeah, I could totally stay here for like tonight and tomorrow night, but like, on Sunday, I'm actually moving into a room of my own. I was going to tell you about it today, but like, since one of us is moving out, it's actually quite... Yeah, okay, so I'm not the only one. That's great. Amina's happy again.
Oh no, I loved having you with us. I hope...
Oh yeah, but we can't just mooch off Aminata all the time, you know?
I agree.
I found a nice little place. There's it's a lovely lady that is like renting a room out, and that looks really nice. And you know, there's breakfast and dinner, and I think that'll be nice. It'll be good for me.
But if you told us,
time I'll be independent. You know me, growing up, because I'd either be at home or I was with the with the guards in their barracks, or I was, you know, on my own or traveling with you guys. So, like, you know, I just kind of spent some time on my own, you know, learn about the city and French life, culture, and all that. But, yeah.
I'm very excited for you. I wish we could all live together, but I'm excited for you.
Well, I mean, it kind of takes a little walk around the place. It's not like we can all move in here, is it?
Small but cozy.
And I don't think Madame Gauthier would appreciate setting you up here and then coming in for an evening and finding us all here.
Well, she, you know, I come as a package. She knows that. It's always been the way. She can't just walk in here anytime she wants.
Well.
So, do you all spend the night in Gwyn's new flat?
So, Gwyn will go out and get, like, bedrolls.
No. You have, like, there's the stuff that you would all physically own. You had basic bedding because, like, it's like late in the evening at this stage. No shop is going to be open.
I have mine in my goblin purse anyway, so be fine. I'm fine.
Mina and Sylvia definitely have bedrolls. I don't know if Justine or Gwyn have bedrolls.
You probably do, but you have them in a bigger backpack.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I do. Do
you're
you?
Not
okay.
Them.
I don't.
We wouldn't have brought them with us, though.
Goblin purse, Susie.
Well, like.
Sylvia has a goblin purse.
Sylvia has a goblin purse.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, no, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. Gwyn has one and Mina has one. Yeah, so. Oh. Yeah. So, no, Sylvia wouldn't have brought her bedroll. And
I don't think you have a goblin purse.
I think we just assumed, but no, you're right.
I definitely have one.
And Mina
and
has one.
Stay in the bed.
Two people could comfortably sleep in the bed, and you are used to sharing beds anyway, and there are two bedrolls. So you could comfortably sleep everybody in the flat tonight.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm used to stay.
Sylvia is not going to sleep. She's going to stay up and read the book.
All night?
Yep.
Okay.
I want to clock in stuff. Human time, and I'll just cast restoration on myself in the morning.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, so I want to just start talking in as much time as I can.
Uh huh.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
I don't know what's going to happen, so if we end up going off on some job, I want to have clocked in a certain amount of time.
Because if we go into a fame round, you could lose time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. So, you didn't spend any mana today, did you, Sylvia?
Nope.
Okay,
nope.
Right. So, I'm going to say, I'll mark it on the calendar, that if you read, you would have gotten, we'll say, you'd got up relatively early, you would have gotten 12-ish hours done. If you'd then gone to bed, if you read through the night, you get
another 8.
Yeah, so you get 20 hours read.
Well, nice.
Right. Almost a quarter.
Yeah.
A fifth
of the way through.
They could just cast restoration on themselves the next day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Neil. I know I'm gamifying.
It's okay. I don't mind.
I just want to clock in the time.
The next morning, you guys all get up. Okay. Gwyn, there is a knock on the door.
Who is it?
Okay. And there's a woman. She looks to be like her in her late 50s, early 60s. Okay. She's carrying a tray, and she's like, bonjour, this is Gwyn, what?
Yes, good morning.
My name is Adele, de Lune. I guess I am your landlady. I have your breakfast for you.
Thank you. while you're here,
Madame Gauthier did not say there were other guests staying, as she sees the rest of the group in the background.
These are my close friends and business associates. We had something to attend to.
I see.
Important business. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about this building? Who else stays here?
Well, I am in the basement, and then there is a young man in the first floor. He is a trainee solicitor. And mm-hmm. then in the middle floor, there is another slightly older man who is he's a doctor, recently qualified.
Ah, handy. Mm-hmm. Do you know Madame Gauthier? Have you met her before?
Of course I have.
Oh, does she come here often?
Well, I mean, she has been keeping this room for many years.
Oh, and have there been many guests?
Over time, there have been other women who have stayed here.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And can you tell me how long has it been empty before I moved in here?
Approximately 5 or 6 months, I think, yes.
Okay. And does she often come here?
When she has guests staying here, yes.
Okay. And she has keys, I assume.
Oh, the call.
Of course. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to just takes the tray, turns around, closes the door behind her.
Did we hear all this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mina just looks at you, goodness, as I told you.
I don't feel good. This is Bose. Somehow less suspicious and more creepy at the same time.
You know what? You're not wrong. Yeah.
Well, look at it that way. You have somewhere to stay as long as you're keeping her happy, I suppose. And when she tires,
Mina, that's not entirely normal.
Well, actually, lots of men have for centuries done the exact same thing.
Yes, but Quinn's not in that world. Nor does she want to be, even with woman.
So, a very beautiful woman.
So.
Who's very powerful and very wealthy.
She sure is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, we'll have breakfast and then let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Right. What?
Apparently, there isn't enough for.
Oh no! It was a breakfast for Gwyn. Her landlady very pointedly said, "I was not expecting guests."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay. We'll scavenge elsewhere.
You can get breakfast somewhere else in a cafe. It's not a problem. Okay. So it is Friday. What plans do the party have for the day? If you don't, Sylvia, you're going to go back to Amanada's to study the book, I assume.
Yeah.
And you cast Restoration?
Yep.
Gwyn, Justine, is there anything that you would have planned?
I'd say let's discuss what we need for the day after tomorrow, for the ball.
Okay.
And maybe ask Minata if she is aware of it. Because she's like the most involved in this society.
She does, when you give the name of the guy, she does say that like she doesn't know him well herself, but she does know of him. He is a politician in the French government, and that mm-hmm. his ministry titles or his ministry duties are trade. Mostly, as far as she knows, it was mostly England and Prussia that he was involved in trade with. So he's some sort of a trade minister.
Okay, if he's a trade minister. Sense.
Yeah.
Justine coming from a merchant family, would she know anything about him?
No. You're from a merchant family, but you're not gonna randomly know this French politician, you know?
Yeah. Fair. And I assume since Adam himself are not very close and since it's such a small event, she wouldn't have any means to like get herself in there.
Oh, she could probably try to get an invite if she wanted to through her family's connections. Because her father is an ambassador. So she could probably
fairly... When is an actor, she will.
So she could probably get an invite pretty easily. She is from the right circles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel a lot better if Aminata was there, and Enki, of course. Mm-hmm. Or anyone who wanted to...
Or Aminata could just, like, wear the ring and invisibly wander in. Like, there's that.
I'd say there's probably more sense if she's there herself, just in case.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case someone has true sight. Or...
Yeah, exactly. Because it would be less suspicious if, like, you know, Diplomat's daughter isn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rather than Diplomat's daughter just in there, but invisible and hiding from someone for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, true. Right. Right, so that's what you guys spend the day on, yes?
Yeah.
Sylvia just left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume you grab some food, because you do need food.
Yeah, but again, like, she doesn't eat much of it. She needs some. But...
You are relying on your magical restoration spell to keep you going.
Yeah.
Like, that is basically how you're able to function.
She eats a bit, but she's just going to go.
So what I'm going to say is that what the restoration spell does is it mechanically relieves you of the effects of the exhaustion that you would be suffering because you foregoed a long rest. So you feel tired, but tired in the way somebody feels after studying for several hours. Not tired in the way somebody does when they are genuinely sleep deprived, and in that sense, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're able to keep going, all right? So you'd basically go back up to the room and Aminata's, and you're spending the day there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And Gwyn and Justine, you're plotting and planning for the day. Mm-hmm. Mina, you, whatever you're doing for the day, eventually...
Go out for a jog in the morning.
Yeah. People go... people go, they have dinner, whatever you're doing... Wherever you're doing it, and then finally later on in the evening at about 8 o'clock, Mina, it's time for you to be heading out. Okay.
Mina, are you going to stay at your new apartment tonight?
No, I'm moving in on it's a room in a house with there's two other people living there, and the lady of the house, like the house mother, she cooks for us and, you know, takes care of things, which is nice. So, no, I'm moving in on Sunday, but, like, no, I'm just, you know, heading out.
Well, I'm glad you're with us for a few more days. I'm going to miss you when you move out.
Okay. It's not like I'm gone.
I know, but we've all been traveling
for so long. I can come and visit you, and I will bring you over and show you around, and show you around the area where I moved to, because, like, it's full of really colorful and interesting people, and, yeah.
Okay. So
I would say Justine, not being aware but being fairly intelligent, she kind of sort of, it robs her the wrong way. That, like, Mina for some reason has to move out. She, on the one hand, she totally understands not wanting to leave off someone else, but at the same time, she just doesn't
like get it.
Yeah, it looks perfectly reasonable, but there is still something shady about it.
Okay.
But there is nothing that Justine can...
Yeah, Gwyn is definitely going to gossip with Justine about Mina moving. Why is she doing that? Why did she tell us?
Do you think she found someone?
Absolutely not.
So Justine probably would have some assumptions, but they're all wrong.
Yeah.
And they're all in the wrong direction. They're all completely
absolutely
But she does kind of, she's like, that's kind of strange, but she can't quite pinpoint why. Yeah, it all makes perfect sense, but yet, because, like, you know, Justine's first move would be to go and talk to Aminata and be like, look, I don't feel comfortable, can I pay you, or you know, something like that.
Which could have happened, we don't know. But yeah, like, we would have expected Mina to probably start a conversation around it, but it's so sudden.
Mm.
She's like, wait, what? Like, she has no rhyme or reason to it, doesn't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. Just assumes Mina wants her own space for whatever reason, but it's just, like, kind of mystified. Like, why didn't she come and talk to us?
Yeah.
Like, just hope she's okay.
So, with them conspiring, Mina, you head off, you get a short cab towards the center of the city. towards Notre Dame de Paris, where you were told by the man that you'd been talking to, that is where you're supposed to be going. It's dark by the time you get out there, okay? There is the soft light of the enchanted goblin globes that major cities like Paris use.
I'm human. I'm a spicy human. I have dark side.
Oh, yeah, that's not the issue. But it's like, it is dark and there is shadows in the area. But you do head out. And you're kind of standing there. You're looking around for a while because you're like, you're told go to this corner of Notre Dame. And you're like, I don't know what. I don't know what to do now. And you're just standing there for a couple of minutes. Okay.
Shady.
What weapons with me? Don't you worry.
Oh, damn, not great. 4, 9. Can you give me an awareness roll, please?
Sure. That's a 14 in total.
Okay, right. So you're standing there looking around, like waiting. You're like, what the hell? When from right beside you, you hear a voice. You know, if it weren't for the green hair, I never would have pegged you as the newcomer. You're nearly as short as me. And looking to your right, you see, standing there was not there a minute ago, coming out of the shadows, this incredibly small, very, very slight young woman. Like, she is tiny. She's like maybe 150, you know? Like, really, really, really tiny. Black hair falling around this round face and like these curls. And you can see a simple ribbon to keep it tied back. She has a pair of large golden eyes which seem to catch the light like those of a cat. She's clearly Fae Touch. You reckon probably Goblin Fae Touch, which would explain her tiny stature. Wearing this long leather coat over a woolen waistcoat, linen shirt, and men's slacks. Similar to the clothes that Aminata wears when he's out adventuring. Okay, she says, well, pretty, let's go. Hope you can keep that smile by the end of this evening. And she leads you off.
I'm just excited, thank you.
Leads you off down along the steps into the Seine, and then off towards a gate that, looking like it goes in the sewers, opens it up. And you make your way into the sewers and catacombs of Paris. And that is a perfect place to pause in our story. So thank you all for joining us tonight. I hope you had as much fun as we did. We are back regular streams now every Tuesday at 8 o'clock Dublin time. That's 9 o'clock Central European. Don't forget, we have our Kickstarter coming in March, so we please would love your support on that. You can find all of our stuff on our itch.io page, fae-earth.itch.io. We've got our Explorer's Guide to Fae Earth, an early release core rulebook, a bunch of really fun one-shots with quick play guides and pre-generated characters. There is Fae Wanderer, a lovely little rules light to teach your RPG re-release last year. And also, we are going to be having another fun one-shot with some guest players on Wednesday the 24th. It's on our socials, okay, of January. A one-shot, lots of fun, and we'll be doing another one-shot in February, but that will be at American time zones. It will be going live at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's on, like, I think, Friday the 16th. Lots of stuff coming up, so make sure you stay tuned on our socials, Twitter, and Blue Sky. And apart from that, thank you all. Good night, and we shall see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Good night, all. Bye.
Bye.